Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Let's talk about something really unpleasant, water in our fuel supply today and why that's not okay.
Well, Tony, here at the Texas Department of Agriculture, we're strongly committed to protecting Texas consumers. And one of the ways that our team works to protect Texas consumers is we inspect fuel and we make sure that you don't get something that will damage your vehicle. And that includes checking fuel for water. We also check for sediment, contaminants, and we also check, make sure that you're getting the proper octane. We want to make sure that you're not buying premium fuel and somebody's selling you regular gasoline.
Now, water and fuel can do some bad things.
Well, any amount of water and gasoline or even in diesels is too much. You know, fuels are compressed and burn quickly, and that's how the engine creates its power, but water doesn't burn. So instead, what it does, it jams up the moving parts, and if it's contaminated enough, you know, it can really cause some damage to your engine.
So how's it get in there?
Well, a couple of ways. You know, runoff water can get into those underground tanks, and then occasionally we'll find an underground tank that has some leaks, and of course the water seeps in, and then most of our fuel has ethanol blended in it, and it's, you know, that way in most parts of the country, but ethanol soaks up water if it comes in contact with it.
So does TDA check the fuel for contaminants?
You know, our inspectors take regular samples of the fuel, and we send it off to a lab, and we have it tested. And if water's found in the fuel, we stop the sale of that fuel immediately.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.